He went on to tell the people this parable. This is Jesus speaking. A man planted a vineyard, rented it to some farmers, and went away for a long time. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants so they could give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him, sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant, but this one also they beat and treated shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. He sent still a third, and they wounded him and threw him out. That's Luke chapter 20, verses 9 through 12. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Well, Jesus was on a roll with the religious leaders. He told about some tenants after the story with the two brothers we've been considering. He told them about some tenants. Today's story illustrates how the leaders treated God's messengers and eventually God's son. In a prearranged agreement, an amount of fruit was due a landowner, so he sent his servants to collect what was owed. However, the tenants refused to pay, not once, not twice, but three times. Instead of paying, they beat the three men and sent them away empty-handed. Jesus told this story to show how the religious leaders had treated God's messengers. Today, God's message is still delivered by his messengers, but more personally, God's message is right before us in his word. We can read exactly what God has to say to us. He's the one who brings the message. Now, two questions for you, okay? Here's the first one. Are you reading God's message? Here's the second one. Are you accepting and doing what God says? Disobeying God's word is, in essence, rejecting the message and the messengers. So, Father, help me to be not just a hearer of your word, but a doer of your message as well. In Jesus' name, amen. If we can pray for you, send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.